Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Well, Henri, the hurricane was a bust, but I am sad to say that Hurricane Ida is heading towards Mississippi and Louisiana. North Panhandle should get a lot of rain this weekend. Should be a Cat 4 when it lands tomorrow on the 16th anniversary of Katrina. So that's kind of a anniversary we don't want to see repeated, right? Good morning, Colton. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. It's been a great week. Very interesting. I was able to go to the landscape conference show, and I got to see a first in Winter Park, and it's kind of interesting. It's called a Knight's Anole. Have you ever seen the little lizards that do the push-ups and their little throat comes out?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, well, this one is even larger.
Really?
So I'm going to be talking about that. You can go onto our Facebook page too, and you can see pictures of it. The theme today is water. I mentioned last week how proud I was that Florida residents have reduced their water usage from 151 gallons a day down to 115 gallons a day. That's really great. You don't know how exciting it is for me as an educator in water conservation to hear that Florida's making progress in reducing wasting one of our most precious resources. This hour, I have Leah Brooks, one of the most impassioned educators that I've ever seen on growing your own food that I know. And her favorite tool is the tower garden. Tower gardens are an efficient user of space, fertilizers, and water for your vegetables. Leah's going to join us and tell us what she's planted in her tower garden for fall. I bet her garden's going to be delicious. In the second hour, my guest is going to be Kathy Gents, editor and publisher of the award-winning Washington Gardener magazine. It's based out of Washington, D.C. She's also the host of the popular Garden D.C. podcast. One of her many passions is water garden. Kathy's going to tell us how anybody can have a water garden in their landscape. If you've ever wanted to have a goldfish pond or grow water lilies, you won't want to miss the conversation that we have with Kathy. I heard from Tom McCubbin this week. He said he and Joni are enjoying their time off. Tom is still busy with his consultations, but is finding time to work in the heat. But he is going to be so happy when the cooler weather returns. His report, get this, is 6 trash cans this week. His tomatoes are planted. Squash and cucumbers are up in pots to use as transplants. And he's going to sow corn and beans and add peppers this weekend. So Colton, you have a guest with you that's going to start working here at iHeart. So good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am great, Lizzie. And Lizzie, where are you from?
Lake County.
All right. What part of Lake County?
Oh, the Mount Dora-ish area.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. That's great. I'm from the Tavares-Leesburg area.
Oh, so, there you go.
Yeah, so I know it well. Mount Dora is a beautiful little town.
Yes, ma'am.
It has a lot of pretty little shops in it, and it's a great place to go to. Well, I started talking about the Knight's Anole, so let me just tell you a little bit about this reptile. Okay, it's called a Cuban Knight Anole. It is huge. Now, we all know that South Florida has the iguanas, the green iguanas that fall out of the trees when it freezes. Well, the Cuban Knight Anole gets to be between 13 and 20 inches long. Now, I was at a client's installation, and the arborist, we were having to remove, sadly, one of the trees, and he looked down, and here was this long, big Knight's Anole, and we all just stood around and watched it for 15 minutes stand still. It didn't do anything, but it was just standing there, and it does look like an iguana. It's the largest species of lizard native to Cuba. It's mostly bright green in color with a yellow stripe on the head and another on the shoulder, and it does perform color changes. It has a pinkish-white dewlap. And I guess that's what that little pouch is, Colton and Lizzie, that comes out. It's called
a dewlap?
A dewlap, yeah. And juveniles have light bands on the body. And so this Cuban Anole, it's called a Knight's Anole, that's it. I guess it must have been somebody's pet. As of April, you're required to have licenses for these large invasive anoles that you can get as pets. And I guess they didn't want to do that. So it either escaped or it was let loose and it was in Winter Park. And I just, you know, it's just very interesting. It just shows you that we really haven't had very cold winters because it cannot take the cold. And so you can go on to a Better Lawns Facebook page. It's called Better Lawns. And you can see the picture of the Sonoli, and you can kind of see its camouflage effect on it. So then I also went to the landscape show this week, and that was fantastic. I'm hoping to find a few minutes to go on to tell you a little bit about that. And then we've been getting lots of questions from the website, and this is wonderful. Our website is betterlawns.com, and Joy is growing cucumbers. She had a question. And then we've already had text messages this morning on the Apostles Iris and hydrangeas growing in Melbourne. So we're going to want to stay tuned for that. Let's see. So where do I want to go next? Let's see. Okay, so let's talk about Joy real quick. Do I have a minute or so? Okay, I'm good. Okay, so Joy emailed the website, and she's 11 years old, and she grows cucumbers. She emailed saying they're not doing too good. There's somewhat squiggly lines on the leaves, and some of the leaves at the bottom look like they're dying. Well, Joy plans to eat the cucumbers once they grow, but she really would like to find something that would kill whatever bugs are on them without affecting the fruit themselves. She had a really good, well-written, grammar-correct email. I was just really excited to read it. She asked, do you know what's wrong with them or how to kill whatever bug is while keeping the vegetables safe? Well, Joy, congratulations on growing your cucumber. I'm so proud of you. It's definitely leaf miners. And by the time you see the squiggly lines, the insect has already hatched from its egg and turned into larva and chewed its way through the leaf, becoming an adult and flying away. The best control for leaf miners is to use an organic product called Spinosad when you see new leaves on your vegetables. You can find Spinosad on the shelf in products like Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, Monterey Garden Insect Spray, Fertilome. Now, it's an organic pesticide, and it's labeled for vegetables. It can be used up to one day before harvest, and it loses its toxicity after 8 to 24 hours. So you may have to use it a couple of times till you harvest your vegetables. Thank you, Joy, for your question. I'm so impressed that you wrote, and thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Let me know if it helps your cucumbers. Spinosad not only controls caterpillars, but mosquito, leaf miners, thrips, and even ants, fire ants, and fleas. Do you have a gardening question that you need answered to? Well, today is the day to call in 1-888-455-2967. After the break, we're going to have Leah Brooks. She's not only a sensational Tower Gardens expert, but a generous soul. Leah's going to tell us how to grow fall vegetables in your Tower Gardens. She's going to tell us how herds are doing. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4535. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Camaraderie got Miguel through Iraq and Afghanistan.
Fighting broke out overnight between...
Back home, it saved his life. The support of his fellow veterans gave Miguel the connection and resources he needed to adjust to civilian life. Now, he's paying that forward at the Florida Veterans Support Line. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
If you or someone you love needs help, call me. I've been there.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. I'd like you to welcome with me this morning Leah Brooks. Leah is a gardener extraordinaire. She's a mom, a tower garden rep, and an experienced community and school gardener. She's very generous with her time and teaching. Leah's helped over 1,000 families start, maintain, and expand backyard, patio, basement, and kitchen gardens. Leah, you are so helpful, so generous with your knowledge. I wanted to have you on to explain how anyone can harvest vegetables without having to dig in the garden. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good Saturday morning. It's great to be on. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. For all our new listeners and gardeners who would like to grow their own vegetables, describe a tower garden.
Well, if you've been to Epcot, chances are you've seen a tower garden and they're living with the land greenhouse because that's where the tower garden was developed. It's about 5 feet tall, 2.5 feet wide. It's got 20 to 52 growing spots. It's aeroponic, which means there's no soil, and the roots are fed nutrient-rich water by a pump and a timer.
So what are the benefits of growing edibles in a tower garden?
Well, you know, I never want to say that there's any best way to garden, but there's a lot of benefits in a tower garden. Because it's vertical, you can grow a lot of food in a small space, which is great for apartment dwellers and people with zero lot lines. Because there's no soil, there's no weeds, which is huge. And environmentally, it uses less than 5% of the water and fertilizer of a conventional garden. So it protects our precious water table. But the biggest benefit to me is generally easier. The plants are never nutrient deficient. There's 40 to 60% less pests. And the tower garden stays cooler in our heat, so I can grow food all year round.
I think that's fascinating. And you have some wonderful pictures on your Facebook page. Can you grow any fruit, herbs, and flowers too?
Well, you can grow anything that's not a root vegetable or a tree. I'm picky with my customers about variety. Florida's a tough environment to garden in. And so a lot of heat, a lot of humidity, a lot of rain means that we get powdery mildew and disease, and great place for pests, right? We're a great state for insects.
Yeah, you're not making it sound too good to live here in Florida.
I know. Well, you know, since the pandemic hit, I've been growing seeds from a Florida-based nursery called Whitwam Organics. And I've been really having a lot of fun because they have an amazing Korean zucchini that is, I grew all summer, and it resists the pests. It resists powdery mildew. They have these wonderful Korean melons and Japanese cantaloupes that no powdery mildew issues. You get like little table-sized melons that you can eat for dessert, and like a Brazilian broccoli that's sweet in the heat. So, you know, when we lost our big seed companies during the pandemic and I had to move to more local guys, I really discovered like a whole new world of gardening in Florida. So I help my customers find all those niche plants for our tough environment.
That sounds so cool. Now, you mentioned root vegetables, and that's what we usually think about when we think about Thanksgiving and fall gardening and growing vegetables. So it is mm-hmm. time to put a fall garden in. What kind of fall mm-hmm. vegetables can you grow?
Well, lots of things. You know, you can grow broccoli. I've been growing lettuces all summer. You can continue through the fall. Cauliflower, all kinds of herbs, green beans, lots of different types that do well in our area. And then I put my root vegetables, personally, I put them in pots. I put them in fabric pots that I grow. But, you know, really fall is the time that you can grow anything. I would hold off on a couple of things until October. That's strawberries, spinach, and cilantro. And it's a little too late to plant pumpkins. If you didn't plant those in April, it's a little too late for those. But anything else, you can get in right now. This is the time to do it.
That's great. I love doing that. So how technically savvy, because I cannot follow technical directions. How savvy do you have to be to maintain a tower garden?
Well, I am not at all technical savvy, so it's plug and play. You plug it in, you add the water, you add the nutrients. They don't have a lot of different formulas. It's one set of nutrients, and you follow the instructions. You turn it on. The pump waters, it's all in a timer. You just plug in the plants. I think the hardest thing for people is starting seeds. And, you know, our big box stores, if people go, oh, I see tomatoes in June, you know, in Home Depot, I'm going to plant tomatoes. Don't follow what the big box store. They have everything out wrong. I love to teach people to start your own seeds. That's usually the most technical part of what I teach people how to do. The most difficult part. Once you learn that, you're golden.
I so agree with you. So are tower gardens expensive?
You do have a bigger initial startup cost during this way. When I came home and told my husband 11 years ago that I wanted to grow a tower garden, he said, no way. And then he said, well, you know, you've already grown the $100 tomato, and, you know, we have this garden that's full of weeds.
I know what you mean.
Everybody's growing a $100 tomato in Florida. But, you know, the studies have shown that you recoup your money in less than a year. In Florida, generally less than 6 months, because we can year-round garden. I have tower gardens growing at the United Methodist Children's Home that are over 10 years old. I figure each one gives me about $1,000 worth of produce per year.
Wow.
So these guys have given me 10 grand worth of produce. So my initial cost of about $750 has been paid back over and over and over again. And also, there's a payment plan.
Sure. That makes it much easier. So what is the process mm-hmm. for getting a tower garden? Can they just go to the big box stores and get them?
No. It's very hands-on. You have a rep. And in this case, if you get from me, then I'm your rep. Call me, email me, or text me. I'll make you a quote based on what you want to grow. Like if you want to grow strawberries in October, I'll, you know, plan a different tower than somebody who doesn't. We'll suggest varieties. We'll make a plan. I'll look at your water quality report, let you know if you need a filter, which is like less than $20. And then when you're ready to buy, you can purchase off my website or call me and I'll take the order. And then I'm here for you as long as you're growing. So I have customers that text me every week, and I love that.
That's what I meant. You're so generous with your time. You're very good about that. And I've given you some of my clients, and they are very pleased. And so what's the biggest harvest you've grown, Leah?
You know, I grew up in Wisconsin, and we grew, you know, a big garden, and then we canned, and we froze, and everything. I don't do that in Florida. I'm a kitchen gardener. So I'm going to try to grow everything I can year-round so that I have fresh on the table. But usually in spring, I'm buried under a mountain of cherry tomatoes. We all are. And so I love to roast them with garlic and smother them in olive oil and store them in the fridge to toss with pasta and basil.
That sounds delicious already. I can just taste it. What have you planted this year so far?
Well, I'm really excited about the Asian zucchini that I mentioned, because zucchini is really tough to grow in Central Florida. My North Florida customers can grow it magically, but here it's tough. I've been growing that all summer, and I'm planting more for the fall. But probably, you know, the biggest thing that I'm excited about, like everybody, is tomatoes. It's tomato time. So black crimson tomato, celebrity, pink beefsteak. And then, of course, you know, I've got celery in. I'm growing beans. I'm starting those. I'm still planting my melons, those ones from Whitwam Organics. I'm planting another crop of those because we can still get that in. One more crop. Lettuce, I don't know, everything.
So I'm trying to imagine the celery. So can you know how when you grow celery in the ground, you can cut it off and it's going to grow back, and you just keep, you know, cutting it and using it. Can you do that with the tower garden?
Definitely. Yep. So I grew it in the top of the tower. So it grows out like a big giant, you know, hair on the top of the tower. And I just pull off stalks as it grows. It'll grow for months and months and months.
That sounds fascinating. I'm trying to imagine it. So where can our listeners get more information on tower gardens, how to get in touch with you? What's your website?
The best way really is to text me, 386-473-2638, or send me an email, and that's gardensmarter@gmail.com. You can also go to my website, which is leahbrooks.towergarden.com. But you know, if you text me, I can get very personalized and hands-on for you.
That's wonderful. Are you working with some communities and schools this fall?
Yes. Osceola County Schools has 24 tower gardens, and I'm helping them get started. The Volusia County Jail, they have tower gardens that I helped get that up and going. That's been super fun. United Methodist Children's Home. And then I have schools all across the country and up in Canada, too.
Thank you so much, Leah. Give me your website again.
Sure. It's Leah, L-E-A-H, Brooks. towergarden.com.
There you go. Thank you so much, Leah, for the great information on growing vegetables right on your patio. Tower gardens are a great way. I've had so many people that I know, my clients have used them. It's a great way to get an abundant harvest just in time for Thanksgiving. Thank you so much, Leah. Did you already send her? Okay, Colton. Okay, so I hope she comes back on Better Lawns and Gardens and update us again. I'm going to post a link on Facebook on it for those of you who want more information. When we come back, it'll be a perfect time to ask your gardening question. You can call 1-888-45-LAWNS or text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Camaraderie got Miguel through Iraq and Afghanistan.
Fighting broke out overnight between
back home, it saved his life. The support of his fellow veterans gave Miguel the connection and resources he needed to adjust to civilian life. Now he's paying that forward at the Florida Veterans Support Line. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential 24/7.
If you or someone you love needs help, call me. I've been there.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I would love to answer your gardening questions at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me anytime at 23680. We have another gardening question from the Better Lawns and Gardens website, and you can go on to betterlawns.com and you can send questions anytime. It's from Sylvia, and Sylvia says her poinsettia plants last year had nice blooms, but the leaves look like they had been burnt around the edges. She said that this developed quickly, and she would like to prevent it from happening this year. So far, her plants look beautiful, but what went wrong last year? So I'm going to just, because I'm just diagnosing this without seeing the conditions and, you know, the soil, what, how she's watering it, how she's taking care of it. But I would be careful with any fertilizing. You always want to use slow release when you're working with shrubs and perennials and palm trees and trees, because that's going to give you the nutrients you need, but not in a form that's released very quickly. So there's less likely a chance to burn. So poinsettias like moist soils. So if they're in very sandy soils, you may want to amend with compost so it holds on to the water longer, because, you know, you can only water twice a week right now, and that's more than plenty for shrubs and plants. But if your soil is very sandy, very porous, and it percolates really quickly, then you might want to add organic amendments, and that's going to help out. And then when you're fertilizing, water your plants a day or two before you fertilize. Or after a rainstorm. Never fertilize before a rainstorm, always afterwards. And that way the plant's hydrated so that it can absorb the nutrients without burning. So you can use a slow-release fertilizer for your poinsettias, like Sunnyland All-Purpose Fertilizer. Its analysis is 8-0-10. Okay, that's 8% nitrogen, 0% phosphorus, and 10% potassium. And that's going to help your poinsettia because it's going to produce leaves, not flowers. You don't want your poinsettia to flower. You just want new leaves. And the new leaves are called the bracts, are what turns red in the fall with the low light conditions. Always follow the label on your fertilizers, okay? So, Sylvia, thank you so much for sending that question in. Text messages we have, where could I buy Florida hydrangeas and Apostle's iris? And so that they were told that these plants could only be grown north of the Georgia line. She said, will they grow in Melbourne, Florida? And thank you for sending that question. So, no, Florida hydrangeas, or hydrangeas that grow in Florida, we have a native oak leaf hydrangea that does beautifully all down the center part of the state, all the way down through Tampa. It is a native, and it's gorgeous, but it's not very salt tolerant. But if you would like to grow the hydrangea macrophylla, you can do that in Melbourne, okay? They are salt tolerant, as long as you're right, just not on the beach, okay? So if you're inland a little bit, and you don't get the salt spray really right up close, then they will be fine. Now, your giant Apostle's iris, they grow through the whole state of Florida, and they are wonderful. They're one of my favorite plants, and they were, in fact, a favorite plant of the year for me several years ago. I always try and plant them in landscapes. They are gorgeous, and they are salt tolerant. So the giant Apostle's iris can grow in zones 8, even, you know, up through, North Carolina, all the way up or down to South Florida. So these are beautiful irises that bloom in the spring and summer. Let's go to Melbourne. Good morning. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning. My name's William. William Barnes. I'm from Melbourne, Florida.
Hi, William.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, my wife has a small lemon tree she bought about a year and a half ago, and she's been maintaining it, and you know, she's not ready to be transplanted into the ground. But she's got these little brown spots on the back sides of the leaves that, you know, that started to appear about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we keep asking everybody what to put on it. You know, we're just looking for what type of product we might want to put on it. It's kind of curling the leaves, and it looks brownish.
Mm-hmm.
And there are just little specks there, and it's just on the ends of the new growth.
Okay, so you can use neem oil on it. Okay, neem oil will work, and you want to spray the tops and the bottoms of the leaves. Don't do it in the heat of the day right now, okay? But you can do it in the later part of the evening or in the early morning hours, and that will take care of it. How are you watering it?
She waters it, just basically lets Mother Nature water it. We usually don't run sprinkler systems and stuff. We usually let Mother Nature take care of all the plants.
Okay, and that's great. That's exactly what you should be doing. And that's going to, you know, even here in Florida, we're going to get some disease issues with it. It could be rust. And so you can use neem oil, or you can use Bonides, Captain Jack's copper fungicide, okay? And you can use that, or you can use Dacanil. And so just follow the label, but I would get a fungicide and or use the neem oil and spray the top of the leaves, the bottom of the leaves, and you may need to do a second application.
Yeah, thank you so much. I have one more quick question.
Sure.
We have a pool enclosure. That's where our lemon tree is at, and, you know, it gets, but we have a small dog. Is the products you're giving me okay for the dog?
Sure, sure. Like, yeah, how big is your dog?
It's a chihuahua.
Oh, well, if it can jump up and grab the leaves, I wouldn't necessarily let your dog out when you're spraying it. But, you know, it should be just fine. Now, you gave me a really good piece of information there, and you said it was in the pool area, okay,
that's
inside
correct.
The screen area. So
that's
I want
correct.
You to make sure that you have really good air circulation, okay, on that plant, and you want to pull it away from the screen. And, you know, turn it probably every couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and that's going to reduce your, you know, susceptibility. It's going to reduce the stress your plant has and provide good air circulation.
Oh, okay. We didn't know that. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, William. Thank you for calling. If you'd like to have your gardening question answered, you can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 236-80. That's right, 23680. And so Peterson's Nursery, good morning, Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. They're having an orchid repotting this morning at 10 a.m. through 12, and they are fabulous with orchids. You can go right to their nursery and get all the information you need about orchid repotting. I think they only limit you to like one orchid basket, so, you know, try and stick to that and tell them good morning from Better Lawns and Gardens. Would you talk about trimming poinsettias, please? Yes. And so you want to, you know, trim your poinsettias. You can, you know, pinch them and cut them back, you know, by about 3 to 4 inches every few months during the summertime. August is the last time that I would, you know, go ahead and cut them back a little bit, but don't do it harshly. I would just pinch them back. The more you do that, the denser it's going to be. But after August, do not do that, because we're going to start getting into that period where they need to have the nighttime light. And, you know, you don't want to stress them out by trying to grow new leaves and then going into that, you know, photosynthesis, creating the, you know, those red leaves. So don't cut it after this month, but you can do it all through the summer each month. You want to deadhead it to make it more dense. You can do that. Give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Starting again, and that means more children on the road. Always stop for school buses, avoid costly fines, and protect the children around you. When you're in a school zone, slow down and pay attention. Keep your eyes on the road and hands on the wheel. And remember, it is against the law to use a phone in a handheld manner while driving in a school zone. Put down the distractions and focus on driving so all children can arrive at their destination safely. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Camaraderie got Miguel through Iraq and Afghanistan.
Fighting broke out overnight between...
Back home, it saved his life. The support of his fellow veterans gave Miguel the connection and resources he needed to adjust to civilian life. Now he's paying that forward at the Florida Veterans Support Line. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential 24/7.
If you or someone you love needs help, call me. I've been there.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have plenty of text messages and phone calls, but we'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967. We have Elaine in Jacksonville. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Teresa. I wanted to ask you, and I can send you pictures of my backyard that we bought this house a year ago, and didn't know much about pond living at all, but we live on the end of a pond and we're kind of a retention pond, several other homes in the circle, but we have two problems: no privacy from the people very close across, and just keeping things like geese away. But I'm trying to get a solution to having some privacy when I sit out on my patio, so that when the neighbors come over and fish, which they're not supposed to do, on their side of the pond, you know, they're not looking over at us. So someone told me you could get some kind of bamboo and plant it around the, kind of near your edge of your pond for a border, but it doesn't run.
Okay. So some you want privacy, and so you want to plant bamboo. And so I'm going to tell you, is this a just a little, it's not a spring-fed pond and it doesn't hook into any of the chain of lakes that you have up there?
No, it's just a big subdivision that has several of these retention ponds.
Oh, okay, so it is a retention pond. So now do you have an HOA that you have to, okay, so they're going to mandate what you can put around that retention pond. Okay, so I would check with them first, because I doubt they'll want you to put it right there on your on your retention pond. Okay, and
well, what if we just put it in our yard?
Yes.
Up near our patio.
Oh, right. That's what I was going to suggest, is that you create a little garden area around your patio, and you can use a clumping bamboo. Clumping bamboos usually only run about 15 feet wide. Okay. And so if you wanted to get one of those, you can definitely do that. I would design an area that, you know, just gives you a little bit of intimacy and privacy and not a lot of care. So don't plant a lot of them. How wide is your backyard?
Well, the whole backyard with the pond, you know.
No, no, I mean, how wide is your patio area? How wide is your backyard that width?
Yeah, that area is just about 13 feet by, you know, 10 or 12.
Okay, so you probably have about a 50-foot backyard, 50-foot wide. Does that sound right?
Patio area that's paved.
Yeah.
Paved patio. But the whole yard is pretty large. The whole yard is like 50 feet wide by, you know, 40 feet long.
Right, right. That's what I was thinking. And so, you know, around your patio area, I would do 1 to 2 and no more than that. And but I would also incorporate other plants and, you know, make it a nice little garden area for you. And so you want to keep it at least 20 feet away from your patio. But before you plant, I don't plant it anywhere near the retention pond.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So is there a bamboo that doesn't run? It's called Bambusa.
No, Bambusa is the genus name. So you want to, just look up clumping bamboos. And if you'd like to go, I have a great friend who has a bamboo nursery, but she's got a lot of great information on her page. It's called beautifulbamboo.com. And she has a whole list of the clumping bamboos, and you can find out about each one and see which one you like and goes with your house. I mean, you can do, you know, the golden goddess. There's also the green goddess. There's a number of different ones that get to be 6 to 8 feet tall or 10 to 15 feet tall. So they're not too big, but they they're clumping and they're not going to create a problem.
Okay, so beautifulbamboo.com. And do you do this kind of landscaping up here in Jacksonville?
No.
No, oh, okay.
You're a little far away from me.
Okay.
But you could easily do it yourself. And then also, there are landscapers that can put it in. You can buy them where they're, you know, you can buy a 5 gallon, you know, a 7 gallon bamboo. You can put it in your car and, you know, let it stick out the back area or put your, you know, your seats down and put it in. So this is something you can do yourself.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Call me back and let me know which one you got. Okay. Which one you planted.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
1-888-455-2967. This weekend, this next coming up week, I will be putting out the newsletter called In Your Backyard. It's a free newsletter. I don't spam or do sell your information at all. You can go to my website, which is www.she-consulting.com, and sign up for my newsletter. I have all sorts of great information and everything from what's going on in Florida, what you need to do in your garden this month, and then also to design tips. And I have a column called Landscaper Malpractice, How to Know When to Fire Your Landscaper. And then this month in September, I am going to put in a DIY of how to change your tiered water fountain into a succulent garden. And you can go on to our Facebook page, betterlawns.com, and see the before and afters of turning a really high maintenance, really troublesome water fountain into a luscious, succulent, garden with very low maintenance, and it looks gorgeous, and I'm very excited about it. So you can see that. You can also go on to my website and get the DIY instructions through the newsletter. I'll be putting that out this week. So the text message is, how do I get rid of bougainvillea? All the brush killers products come in gallons and cost a lot for this one bush. Well, bougainvillea, it just depends on how big it is, but they're going to be tough to get out. If you don't want to spend the money for using the liquid herbicide, the brush killer, which I would recommend, but you're just going to have to cut it down, leave about 3 to 4 feet above ground to where you can dig it up. You want to wear definitely rose gloves or something to protect your arms and dig it up and take it out. It will come out and it's not going to regrow again if you get out the root ball. So you're not going to have to use a brush killer, use an herbicide on that. Colton, do I have time to take this call? Okay, so let me take Paul in Jacksonville. Paul, real quickly, how can I help you? Paul? Is Paul?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Paul. Real quickly, how can I help you? I only have 2 minutes.
Okay, very well. I buy a house 3 years ago, and in my backyard, it was some the tenant before me, or the people before me, planted, but they are invasive ones. So I didn't mess around with that, but it was a lot of space after those to plant some other ones. So I plant some the climbing one, but now the invasive one start to die, and I want to get rid of them and then plant some climbing one because I like those better, but it's very hard.
Right.
So underground. What's the best way to get rid of it?
Okay, so Paul, you can use a Brush Be Gone herbicide on it. Keep it mowed back, cut it back. Bamboo won't grow back once it's cut. In the canes don't grow back, so keep cutting it. Use Brush Killer on it, and it may take you 3 or 4 times to do that. But once you do that, then you want to let it rest for about a month, and then you can plant a clumping bamboo.
So what you say the thing I have to put on
a Brush Killer. You can use a brush killer. Pardon me?
It's called Brush Killer.
Brush Killer.
Where'd I find the Brush Killer?
You can find it at any hardware store, nursery that sells herbicides, and then also your box stores.
Okay, so Brush Killer. But the climbing bamboo is about 20 inches under the ground, you know?
You're going to have to dig it up, or you're just going to have to keep killing it. You want to make sure that you're following the instructions on the Brush Killer, okay? Got to run. Thank you so much, Paul. Okay. Stay tuned for hour number 2. We have the inspirational and popular garden communicator, Kathy Gents. I'm so excited that she's coming on. Kathy believes that growing plants should be stress-free and enjoyable. Her philosophy is inspiration over perspiration. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.